You got to decide what you're doing, whether it's a turn, a renovation, then what level of renovation. If it is a renovation, then you got to order the material if you don't already have it. And we all know how long these days that can take. So why not, as soon as you find out that they're moving out, you have someone go do the inspection immediately, and then you know what you need to do.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Multifamily Monday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Monday where we dive into things all multifamily real estate investing related. And today, another solo episode, I want to share a strategy I use when it comes to CapEx. For those that are not familiar with that, capital expenditures, which is your renovation budget. So when you renovate, take over a multifamily apartment community, and you renovate both exterior and the interior of units to force value, force appreciation, right? When you're looking to increase rents, a lot of the time you want to actually add value to the property. So we're bringing a renovation budget to do that, right? Now, there are certainly instances where you can just bring rent to market without really doing anything from a renovation standpoint. I don't always recommend that, right? That is a solid return. It really depends on the property itself. But a lot of time you can get a lot of pushback from tenants, or excuse me, from residents, because they feel like, why am I paying more? You haven't done anything. And I've heard of instances where they leave or your collections go way down because they just don't want to pay. So do be careful with that. But this episode in particular, this show, we're going to talk about those properties where you do have a CapEx budget, where you are coming in renovating and putting a significant amount of money in to your property. And the reason why I want to talk about this, because I feel a lot of people, a lot of operators, a lot of people that teach this and may learn from certain individuals are taught that put in $5,000 per door. I'm going to put in $10,000 per door in renovations. And this should lead to X amount of increased revenue from increasing rents, right? And they don't really look at it from an ROI perspective, a return on investment perspective. And, you know, if you're not taught to, yeah, I don't blame them, right? And what do I mean by that? Like, what are you actually getting out of putting that money into that exterior? You're not really getting any money out of it per se, right? However, I will say it is just as important, if not as important, or not more important, than renovating the interior. And that's because everyone judges a book by its cover, right? They roll up to your property, it's not taken care of. One, they might not even come to check it out, or one, they might not even think to check it out because they just think it's the same thing. They don't realize that you're actually inside maybe renovating units because it just looks like the same thing they've seen for the past 5+ years. But today I want to focus on the interiors, but don't let that sway you into thinking that you shouldn't focus on the exteriors. To me, that's just as important. And now you might ask, well, why is it important to really focus on your ROI on this? Well, I want to take a look at, and I've mentioned this chain before, because I'm really impressed by their story and how they've built such an amazing organization, and that's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is the most profitable franchise in the United States from a profit per store perspective, far outpaced McDonald's and any other chain out there. And also from a revenue standpoint, they bring in the most revenue per store too, at $5.2 million per store is Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's is $2.6 million. So doubling the average revenue per store, all while having a more profitable store as well. And there's many reasons to this, but one of the major factors here is they have 12 products on their menu versus McDonald's has 49 products. And what does this lead to? Well, the order process, there's fewer mistakes. One, the drive-through is faster, so you're getting to serve more clients because you're serving them faster per client, and less food goes bad. So in that business, in the restaurant business, if food goes bad, that's lost money, right? Because that's already a sunk cost. You've already paid for those ingredients and they've gone bad, now you can't use them. So when there's less of the ingredients, less likely they go bad because fewer things to order. And also, it's a benefit to the client as well. There's fewer options. People get option and decision fatigue. It's just a natural thing. That's one of the reasons why they are so successful and so profitable. And you might ask, well, Sean, why does this really relate to talking about CapEx? Like, why do we care about Chick-fil-A when it comes to renovating an apartment community? Well, let's look at it from that perspective. It's all about speed, right? They know that 20% of their products makes 80% of their sales. They also know that they need to be efficient and not produce a lot of waste in order to be profitable and generate as much revenue and profit out of this each store as possible. You should be thinking the same thing when it comes to renovating apartment complex. It shouldn't just be, all right, I have $2 million CapEx budget, let's go. No, you should have one, like they only have 12 products on their menu. You should have only a couple options when it comes to renovating, right? And a couple, I mean, we have three packages when it comes to renovating units. We have our standard, which is, you know, usually $3,000 to $5,000 per door in renovations. That could be flooring, paint, and maybe some lighting, right? And then premium, that's probably your $6,000 to $9,000, $6,000 to $10,000 type of range. And that could be flooring, paint, lighting, and then either new countertops or new cabinets, depending if they're really needed, right? Sometimes you come in like, these are great cabinets, let's just repaint them, put new hardware. And then other times it's like, no, we need to replace those. And other times it's like, this countertop's great, we don't need to replace it. And so that's kind of the premium strategy, and that runs again $6,000 to $9,000 door. And then there's a premium plus package, pretty much need to do everything. New floors, new paint, new lighting, new appliances, new countertops, and new cabinets and hardware. And that's going to cost you over $10,000. And in this market, it's probably closer to $15,000 a door. And so one, you want to have these packages, right? So it limits your options, and you want to use the essentially the same finishes, right? Now, there might be some properties where you're not going to put like deluxe stainless steel. So you might have an option where it's like premium plus for a certain level of property, right? But you're going to be, for a given property, say a 1985 property, every 1985 essentially is going to use the same thing from your standard to your premium plus. So as you scale, like, you're obviously not going to be able to do this right out of the gate, but you want to get to a point where you know ahead of time what you're going to need, right? So, and you're going to be able to warehouse some of it. So a lot of people, they find out the resident is going to move out. They wait till they move out, then they go do their inspection. They see what is needed. Is this just a turn, or do we need a full renovation? And if so, what level of renovation? Then 30, 60, 90 days can go by before you're even marketing the unit, because one, you just assessed it after they moved out. Then you got to decide what you're doing, whether it's a turn, a renovation, then what level of renovation, if it is a renovation. Then you got to order the material if you don't already have it. And we all know how long these days that can take. So why not, as soon as you find out that they're moving out, and generally it's a 30 to 60 day notice, right? You have someone go do the inspection immediately, and then you know what you need to do, and then you can order material if you don't have it or order it. By the time they move out, you have a crew that's ready to go on their day one in 48, 72 hours. Everything's about speed. Just as Chick-fil-A, everything's about speed. Speed comes down to actually completing the job from a labor perspective, but it also helps when you have fewer options to choose from. That helps speed. There's not that decision fatigue. You can just choose. You have three options. This is what we're going to do. And now go into further analysis. As I mentioned earlier, return on investments. I think this is one of the most important metrics that is unfortunately overlooked a lot of times when it comes to CapEx. People don't look at the ROI. They just think, okay, I'm going to be, during this whole project, I'm going to be renovating 50 units. So I'm just going to put in 10, 15K per door, whatever that number is, into all of them. And we're going to call it a day, sell the project. There we go. Okay, that it works, right? But you should really be seeing what the ROI is, because if you can get a better return for yourself and your investors, why not? So let's just take a look at some numbers here. So let's say you're going to do a standard turn, right? Because you know you only can get a $100 increase on this specific unit, right? You know it's going to run you $3,000 to $5,000 a door. Let's just call it, for this instance, $5,000 per door for this renovation. So you're going to take your $100 increase in rent per month, multiply by 12. That's $1,200 per year in annual increase in rent you're going to get from doing this renovation. So then let's divide it by the $5,000 you're going to put in to make that renovation. That's going to give you an ROI of 24%. That's pretty solid, right? Now, if you're going to do the $10,000 a door, say you're going to do a premium plus package, that's only going to give you, what, 12% return? That may not be something you want to do, right? 12% is not crazy strong. So these are things you need to look at, right? And so it's important to really focus on this. And so then, for instance, let's say the next unit you look at, you know you can get $200 per door, right? Okay, well, in order to really get that, you don't think that standard $3,000 to $5,000 door will suffice. It'll be hard for you to rent it to get that $200 premium. So you really need to go to the premium level, which is going to cost you $6,000 to $9,000 door. So let's call it, for this instance, $7,500. Say it's going to cost you $7,500 to flip this unit. And so $200 per month in rent bumps times 12 months equals $2,400. Divide that by the $7,500. That's 32% return. That's a pretty good return, isn't it? Now, if you were to take that same $2,400 and divide it by, say you had to put $15,000 into that, that gives you a 16% return, right? That's not as solid. Like you could have done the full, you still could have done that full and done a full upgrade, but it'll only give you a 16% return versus this 32% return. And then another factor on top of that too is if you were to sell this in the future, if it wasn't a legacy hold, you're still leaving some meat on the bone in the sense of you didn't do everything to that unit. Now the next buyer could be like, all right, well, there's still some stuff I can do to these units. They only did a standard. They only did a premium. 5-10 years down the road, there is more rent growth at this time. There is a clientele that will pay for that. That is another factor as well. Now let's look at a premium plus. Now you come to a unit that the loss to lease is so great and you know you can get $400 per unit, right? But in order to get that type of bump, you need to do the premium plus. You need to do the whole shebang. And so let's say you put in 15K. So $400 increase in rent times 12 months equals $4,800 divided by $15,000 is 32%. That's a solid return, right? And so these are the things you want to look at. You don't want to just be like, hey, I'm putting 15K a door into all these units. Now, this is not something you're going to really see to really go into due diligence, but this is something you need to be looking at when you're in due diligence. Really hone in on where you need to be putting this capital because that's important. What is the actual return you're going to get on this? Don't just dump money into it for the sake of dumping money into it and thinking you need to do this. What is the return? That's important. So this is a metric you should be looking at. And it's something that a lot of people overlook. And if you want to be successful and profitable as possible, take what other profitable businesses are doing. So that's why I looked at Chick-fil-A. They have one less options. So you already have your preset menu per se. So your preset menu is the different packages of upgrades, unit upgrades. And then within that, you already picked out the materials you're going to use. So there's less decision for optimizing speed. It's just faster and you're able to make more money. And then it comes down to the speed too, just the whole process makes everything faster and therefore more profitable. You're wasting less time. All right, guys, I hope this one was valuable. This one is really important to me and to our business. And I feel like it's overlooked quite a bit. And guys, as always, if you did get value out of this, please share this with someone else who you think could get value as well. If you haven't done so, please leave a rating review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's another way we get in front of more people as well. And as always, I should have said this at the beginning of the episode. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and whatever holiday you do celebrate. I hope it was wonderful. And as always, easy doesn't pay well. And instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams and have more resources and more time so we can make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.